I want to appreciate God for this handsome opportunity to have this program today. It's a privilege. I've said it before now, and every time we have this occasion, I've always said it. It's a privilege that we have been given this assignment. It's not because we have done so much. You heard what Daddy said. A lot of people have done so much, you know, to bring about revival and revolution in the CNS church. They have prayed. They have, some died in the course. Their lives were sacrificed. Some people lost jobs. They lost relevance because they want revolution. They were chased out of their churches. I mean, people were abused because they want to see a new CNS. They want to see a new church. They want to see that vision. He said, "Only titi bubu ifodu okan till all blindfoldness." And so some people grabbed this in the spirit and said, "This is not the church that we saw." And so we are just privileged to enter into the harvest. And you know, when Daddy was saying, you know, that they cried and that God should produce people, and you all agree with me that the Spirit of God went about raising men, and you are one of them. Amen. Tell me, but you are not seated there by accident. Listen. I don't know how you got here. Maybe you got here by invitation. Somebody told you. You saw it on the social media. But let me tell you something. You are here because it has been predestinated. And I don't care which denomination you came from. The revival is about the body. It's not a denominational revival. It's about the body of Christ. And now let me tell you something today. As you live here, one of the things the Lord told us is this. He said, "I'm going to raise the church once again as a prophetic voice to the world." And I've said it before now. We have boxed the grace of God, and we have limited it into prophesying and interpreting tongues. There is more. Say to your neighbor, say, "There is more." And you know, one of my greatest desires is that you will live here and go and press into some dimensions that we have not seen before. You will leave the place of going in trance for 14 days and stay with the word for days, until there's a green light in your spirit. Apostle Paul crying. He said, "When I heard of your faith," I heard you are born again. "I heard of your faith in Christ. I heard of your love, your passion among brethren. How much you have done, how much you have committed." He said, "But I will not stop, and I did not stop. I will not cease praying, giving thanks in anticipation concerning my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom." Say after me, "The spirit of wisdom." As you are saying it, you are receiving it. Daddy, I have never seen the kind of deception like we have in our generation. Some of you are victims already. You know what I'm talking about. I've never seen the kind of, and it takes this, it is not the gift of wisdom. It is not what you get from the university. This is beyond being a degree holder or PhD holder. This is the school of the spirit, where we communicate. He said, "It is the spirit." Apostle Paul speaking. "I did not come to you with the entire." We are not motivational speakers. Listen to me. "I did not come with enticing words." We did not come to massage your pride. "I did not come with the enticing words of men." Say, "But I've come in the demonstration of the Spirit and in the power of the Holy Ghost, that you may know what has been accrued to you in the Spirit." That every day we wake up to see things happening every day. When will this stop? My children are growing and I'm crying. They won't see what I saw. Our Israel in Africa. Go and see what Israelites are doing. My prayer to here is that by the time you leave this place, there will be a rethink about your destiny. Amen. A new fire will enter your spirit. Amen. If I'm talking to you, let your name be the loudest. Amen. And when Daddy said, even the people he knows that they are not even much more. And let me tell you something. The purpose of this meeting is to make you teachers.
The Bible says, they ever learning, never coming to the, that will not be your portion.
Yeah.
Because I've met a lot of young people, they go to all conferences. Kenneth Hagin, I've read all his books. E.W. Kenyon, the latest book he wrote, I've read it, but they are learning. Nothing is going to show you. No result. They can tell you the Greek word, the Hebrew word. They can tell you the dates, the scenario when the Bible was written. They know the location. They know the historical background, but there is no result. And that's not what we are trying to do here. Our desire is that you will live here a champion in the spirit, and you will be restless until this word and the truth of the gospel spread around the churches of the Nigeria. And let me tell you something. Many of you don't belong here. You will leave this country, and some of you who are even in CNS, you don't belong in CNS, you still leave. Yeah, I know that, and that's why we are not making it a CNS thing, because there's a destiny the Lord has written concerning you, and it will find expression on your life.
Amen.
If I'm talking to you, let him be the loudest.
Amen.
Daddy, I celebrate you. You know, you all know, Daddy, you know, there are some of us who many of you have known because we go around campuses. But let me tell you something. There are many servants of God you don't know that carry genuine grace. And, you know, we ought to invite many men, fathers, but they are rare. They are rare. One of our cry when we were growing up is that we could not point at one person and say, this is my father. One of the challenges we had, I mean, I shouldn't be in this level. If early in life I had fathers around me, I could hold on to. We struggled to find them. Why? You hear what Pastor Abraham was saying? He said, a man of God say, only fee, first of vision. I have told you my. Somebody was asked to train us as new people that just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he asked us, Oliba ole mi se man lo ya la mo. Tabaka wa nu church animal so be o ni koni ni ibe yen. Tabati bere wa ni mo kan ri o duro so mani daddy ki se bi wa se so ni yen. And many of you are where you are today because you sat under such people. Many of you have genuine call of God upon your life. Genuine grace and anointing. But it was bastardized. It was corrupted. That was all you have seen all your life. And that was all you have taken to be the ministry of a prophet. You become what you see. You become what you see. So many of you, it's not your fault that you are even a liar. It is under the ministry where you grow. And that's why I've said this several times. Be careful who you call your father. Father means source. Ibiti motiwa. Every wrong hands that have been laid on you, they will be unlaid.
Yeah.
The anointing can unlay hands. There's anything that has been deposited upon you. And many of you like Ori, okay. There's nothing wrong about that. But along the line, many of you met wrong people. And so, Daddy, we cherish you. We love you. The Lord will keep you for us.
Amen.
Many of you will soon become fathers. It's a matter of time. Say, I'm still young. Very soon, you will see. You look at the mirror and you see gray hair will start coming. And that's why, tell your neighbor, say, no time. No time. That, when people call me, I was in Abuja in the hotel. My sister said, "Mama, No time. My children are growing. Should they come and see this mess I have seen? No time. They persuade us and say, lives are being destroyed every day. They take women, single and married victim. They hypnotize them. They sleep with them. Rob them of their spiritual treasures. And you say we should keep quiet. Dear. Now is the time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All the servant of God here, I celebrate you. Man of God, Pastor Bello, Pastor Bello, right? I celebrate you. Pastor Sheo, my brother here. I'm going to give you the testimony. Stand up. I want them to see you. Let me appreciate the servant of God.
this servant of God was in Kano, never been to church all his life. One day, in his shop, he has been so many countries. Outside, he was in Dubai. He was in so many. He has traveled many countries. So he thought he was running mad. He started a shop in Kano. In his shop, the Holy Ghost will come upon him until he was led to our church in Kano and he met my father. I only sat with him once. And today, look at where, how far God has brought him. Listen. Sit down, sir. And he said he had vigil over the night. He showed not he was CB. He said, I have to be here. And many of you just look at your life. But you don't value the grace again. They don't care about, they don't give. Listen to me. I was with Pastor Demola. He now said, some of us should be crying instead of rejoicing. And he said, why? I asked him why. He said, God is bringing people that have never been part of the CNS church, releasing fresh fire in them. What has happened to some of us that were born? What is happening?
Jesus ni balogun oko e ma se
daga
foria
o
you help me today. I appreciate you. The Lord will honor you, sir. Pastor Mike Onoko from Apure. Some of these people traveled down this morning all the way, you know. I have Pastor Felix here from Ikire. He's right here. And my mother here, she's a prophetess. Dogo Washo Adurawa. And so many other people, permit me if I can't mention him, Pastor Dimeji, I celebrate you, Lord. And all our sons and daughters in the Lord from different fellowship, the Lord will honor you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Straight. Let me quickly hit some things then so that we can all go. You know, some of us are still traveling far today. Then we can all go. The testimony, repeat after me. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, another way to say, the NLT Bible says, for the essence of prophecy is to give clear witness of Jesus. I love that. The essence. Now, testimony means witness. Say after me, say witness. When I say I give testimony, many of us, when we graduated from secondary school, we're giving what we call testimonial. How many of you had your testimonial? Yeah. And when you were giving testimonial, your testimonial captured what you were in secondary school. Your testimonial captured your character. Is good, is fair. If you're a prophet, I happen to be a prefect, when I was in school. My testimonial captured that I was prefect. And so testimonial talks about you. Testimonial or testimony, it's your profile. And so what the Bible is saying is that the essence of prophecy is to give the profile of Jesus, is to give witness. And now listen, before Christ and after Christ, both the same. The Bible says, for there is no prophecy of the prophet that has, there's no prophecy of the scripture that it is of private interpretation. For the prophets of old were inspired by God. Isaiah speaking, a virgin shall conceive. He did not know what he was talking about. His name shall be called Emmanuel. There shall be a root from the house of Jesse. He shall be called Almighty God, the Prince of Peace. We have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of counsel upon him. Ah, for by he was bruised for our sin and for our iniquity, the chastisement. He did not know he was talking about someone. So he prophesied aforehand of the person called Jesus. Say after me, say Jesus. So they prophesied, they gave a testimony. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter, time will not permit me to argue, but just be writing it down. I think 1 Peter chapter 1, if you read from, give me quickly. It says, for the prophets, they prophesy. Give it to me. 1 Peter, okay, you don't have it there. Let me quickly read it from here. I really want us to, you know, live here on time. And so I'm going to hit, you know, as fast as I can. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help me, you know, this evening. He said, for of the salvation which the prophets have inquired and sat diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They prophesied of the grace. They talk about him. Uzziah married a prostitute. It was, and now some of these prophets prophesied in symbols. Some of them dramatically, their life was the prophecy, like Uzziah marrying a prostitute, Gomer. Gomer went again and prostituted. She went again. When Gomer was to be sold out by the man who took her in as in adultery, the Bible says Uzziah went and paid a price to get Gomer back to him. It is a picture of Christ coming to his bride. He, the bridegroom, the bride that has been prostituting with the devil, that's happened in the Garden of Eden, he came and prostituted with them and corrupted them, and they were asked to leave the garden. So Uzziah was a picture of Jesus. Jonah in the belly of the fish for 3 days was a picture of Jesus in the belly of the earth for 3 days. So there's no how Jesus will stay more than 3 days, because it was prophesied in Jonah. The Bible said, and in after the 3 days, glory to God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, help me. The fish vomited Jonah, and Jesus was speaking. He said, there is no sign that will be given to you, you unbelieving generation, but the sign of Jonah that stayed in the belly of fish for 3 days. He said, so with the Son of Man for 3 days in the belly of the earth, and will resurrect. And he said, this building, he said, that you are seeing today, he said, destroy it and I will raise it up again. They didn't understand what he was saying. He was referring to the prophecy. He said, don't you read what Moses spoke about me? Moses spoke about me. He said, a prophet will come that is not like every prophet. He said, he will come amidst you, and anyone who did not believe him will perish. It's more than Moses. That was why in Matthew 17, the Bible said he took them to the mountain of transfiguration. And as he began to reveal to them the post-incarnation of Jesus, they saw the whole body of Jesus changed and was shining. And Peter, who like revelation and like to talk when he see things. And when Peter saw, Peter said, Father, it is good we have 3 altars here. One for prophet Moses, referring to the prophet that prophesied about him. And one for Elijah, who was representing the whole of the prophet. He said, and one for Jesus. Before he finished speaking, the Bible said, God interrupted him and said, keep quiet. He is not a prophet. The prophet spoke about him. And that was why all the prophets said, thus says the Lord. And when Jesus came, he said, for I say unto you, listen, all the prophets were saying, thus say. Because he is the Lord. They said, how do you talk about our father like that, David? He said, your father, don't you read when he said, my Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand side. Ah, some brother. Now listen, they didn't know who was standing. The woman in John chapter 4 said, I perceive you are a prophet. And he answered, if you know who is asking you for water, I don't give water that Moses gave from the rock that almost killed all of you. I will give you a water that you will never thirst again. As you leave this meeting today, a fresh encounter that will change your life, receive in the name of Jesus. If that is for you, let me be the loudest. They didn't know him. He kept telling them, you search the scripture,
thinking in them, you have eternal life. If you search the scripture, you will know the scripture testify of me. He said, you know not the scripture. He was telling you, you don't know me. The fact that you deny me does means you don't know what your fathers. The Bible say in Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1, he said, for God spoke to our fathers in sundry time through the prophet in diverse manners. Say diverse manners. Talk to me, say diverse manners. He revealed himself to them in different portion, in different symbol, in figure of speech. He tried to communicate to them in shadows because they were natural men. There is no how they will understand a spiritual God. For God is a spirit, and those that will worship him must worship him. So the only way is to use natural things to communicate Christ to them. And that was why when he asked Moses to build the temple was a type of Jesus in the midst of the people. And that was why Balaam said, I hear in their cries, the voice in their midst, the voice of a king. When Balak borrowed him to curse the people of Israel, Christ was in their midst as a type, because they have the temple in them. Christ, if you want to enter the temple, you have what we call the brazen lava. The brazen lava is where you enter. When you enter the brazen, the first thing you do is to first get yourself cleansed. You clean your hand. And so you have, if you go further, you have the candles, lamp that was burning by fire. Jesus said, for I am the light of the world. And now listen to me. If you go further, you will enter into holies, and you enter into the holies of holies. In the holies of holies, we have the ark of God. In the ark of God, we have two cherubim with two wings covering the ark of covenant. Something covered the ark of God is called the mercy seat. Below the mercy seat are three things. You have the rod of Aaron that budded, and the 10 commandments that the people disobeyed, and you will have the manna. All disobedience was covered by the mercy seat. When manna came, God told them, take the one that you eat for a day. They will not listen. So all that reminded God of the disobedience of man was covered by the mercy seat. And now listen to me. The mercy seat was a type of Christ in the midst of the people. And now listen to me. When Jesus came, a real person, they were still referring to shadows. And that's why I cry today. When they tell you, you are on menstruation, get out of this church. They are taking you back to shadows. There's something we call cross-testamental practice. Practicing what God said is obsolete in the new. The only thing you will do to yourself is confusion. And you will not allow the Spirit of God to be manifest in the midst of the people. Because a new wine needs a new bottle. If you put a new wine in an old bottle, what will happen? It will burst. And that's why there is confusion in so many of our churches. We are trying to force a new spirit in an old bottle. It will not happen. So the purpose of prophecy and all, and that's all I have shown to you is to tell you about Jesus. No prophet spoke about himself. Go and check. None of them. That's why today when you see people come and start announcing their ministry on the pulpit, after small tongues, Apostle Paul said, don't allow me to boast. Why was he saying that? He said, I see false prophets coming to your midst and they are boasting. He said, let me tell you small thing. Let me tell you small experience. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and he said, I was speaking in the spirit. I was speaking to the third heaven. I was meant to see things that no vocabulary can explain. I am too limited in the Hebrew and Greek language to explain it. He said, I was speaking. I was meant to see a man. I can't tell if I was even in the body or in the spirit. So people talk. He said, no prophet. They all were pointing to one person. When the Ethiopian Enoch was leaving Jerusalem, he opened the book of Isaiah 53 and was reading it without revelation. And as he was reading it, the Holy Ghost ministered to Philip. I said, Philip, join that man in a chariot. You know, I've always wondered, a man in chariots, chariot is horse holding a cart. Philip joined him. Philip had ability to appear and to disappear. In this our generation, listen to me. Some of you come to church and cry for visa. When somebody was leaving one destination to the other with that, you see, when we come to church, they receive grace for visa. People say, amen. When you go around modern things, there is no time you will reduce grace to materialism. Grace for visa. When unbelievers are getting it every day. The Bible says, and Philip showed up in the chariot. And he said, understandest thou what readeth? That is the question we should be asking the church today. We have all of there are many preachers you should call and say, understandest thou what preacheth? Understandest you? My challenge today is that we don't ask questions, we consume everything. I would say the Berean Christian, even after Paul has taught them, they took notes and went to confirm if what he was saying was true. They now came back and said, now we accept. Help me, Holy Spirit. They did not have complete picture. They were given in parts. It's just like you have a puzzle. My daddy here has the part of the ears. My daddy here have the part of the eyes. You have the part of the nose. You have the part. Daddy now say, I have gotten a full revelation. He now showed the church the ears. All the church knows is ear. And that's why we have given wrong definition of the character of God. Because people were given in parts, they claim to know it all. And so that was what the prophet got. And so when Jesus came, all of them prophesied in different angles. Somebody prophesied about his birth. Somebody prophesied about his death. Somebody prophesied about his persecution. Somebody many prophecy. And that was why he told them in Luke chapter 24, if you read from the 25. He said, you all, you fool. And lack of understanding. Don't you know that all that the scripture and the prophet have said in the scripture should come to pass? Give it to me. Give me Luke 24 from verse 25. Make it very fast. Make it very fast, please. Luke 24. I need you to see it from verse 25. Shout hallelujah. Say it louder. Say hallelujah. He said unto them, how unwise and slow you are to believe in your heart all that the prophet have spoken. Jesus was speaking to them. When they were saying, imagine Jesus appeared to Peter. They knew Jesus of the incarnate, the human Jesus. But when the spiritual Jesus rose, they were asking me, are you a stranger in this town? Did you not hear about a man that they were telling Jesus that? And that's why it's possible for somebody to fight Christ in the church, thinking he's fighting for Christ. Peter said, are you a stranger? Few days ago, he just ate fish with them. Are you a stranger? That was why Paul said in 2 Corinthians, for we know no man after the flesh. We don't know Jesus of Nazareth. We know the resurrected Jesus. Don't you hear about a man called Jesus? Jesus was looking at him. He didn't say anything. He kept quiet. He didn't say anything. He was looking at them. When he got to this place, after they are all, he said to them, are you wise? Are you slow to believe in your heart all that the prophets have spoken? All. Hello? So all that the prophet spoke was for one person. All that the prophet scattered in different events. Oh, he did not say, are you slow to understand in your heart some of the things the prophet spoke? Oh, say after me, say all. All. Jeremiah, all. Exodus, all. Moses spoke 5 books, all. The children of Israel leaving Egypt, the same pattern, all that were used to act to as a symbol, all that the prophet has spoken. Give me verse 26. Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and to enter his glory? Verse 27. Then Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost. Give me, sir. Do. Are you singing from the spirit? Yeah. Have you
never seen this before. See, under prayer's car, this car, la hand is so see under has come here. Listen. After Jesus saw their ignorance, you know, Pastor Abraham was talking about spiritual education. He now saw that what Peter lacked was not the gift. What he lacked was that he was ignorant. The Bible said, and then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them. I only God knew how many hours that teaching lasted. He interpreted for them the things concerning who? Hello? It means, after he spoke to them and said, are you slow to understanding? He said, give me the scriptures. Now, when he was speaking, there was no Matthew, Luke, and John. There was only Genesis to Malachi. And let me tell you, the Bible is not divided into two. The Bible is divided into three. You have scripture. Scripture is gotten from the word script. The word script is something, a manual that is written that has not been acted. So you call it script. When you are a drama minister, they give you a script. It is not yet a reality. You act it, then you make it a reality. So all that the prophet had was a script that has not been made manifest. And here is the man that the script was written about. Tap your neighbor, say, God is the greatest script writer. When Pontius Pilate was saying, you know, this man has not done anything. And the man shouted, give us Barnabas. Crucify him. It was part of the script. It was part of the script because Isaiah said it. He was bruised. He said, God afflicted him. It was part of the script. And that was why he was not shocked. Some of us said, everyone by Jesus. He knew. Before he came, he knew what he came for. And so the Bible said, starting from Moses, who the book of the beginning, he said, I can imagine Peter say, okay, Peter, poor Jesus saying, Peter, oh yeah, open Genesis, let me see. The seed of the woman, Genesis 3, shall bruise the head of the serpent. That is me. Oh yeah, go! Open and say, you will have a son called Isaac. Abraham sacrificed Isaac. And Abraham took only Isaac. There was no hope again. Because God already told him to tell Ishmael to go. So that he can fit to the pattern of Christ as the only begotten son of God. No alternative. You know, say, open Abraham. When you open Abraham, and the Bible says, Abraham sacrificing Isaac. What? Believing in his heart that if I kill him, God will raise him. And when God saw that in his heart, it matched with the plan of Jesus being crucified on the cross and God raising him on the top. And when God saw that thought in his heart, he said, you don't need to kill Isaac. What I need to see, I have seen it. In your heart, you already said, I will kill him and I will raise him. And that is exactly what I want to do with my son, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that we saw. Hey! And when God saw that, he said, okay, have you seen that? That is me. He said, go to Exodus. And when they go to Exodus, he showed them how the children of Israelites move out of Egypt. And David had a revelation. Jordan ni pada sey awon ke lala fo bi ago oke ke bi odago to oni kilo se wo ku ti wo sa kilo se Jordan ni to pada sey kilo se yin oke ke te fo bi ago so ko wa ri and listen to me, does it not match with Philippians 2 and verse 9, a name has been given unto him that is above all name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue. So the Christ was in their midst in time. And they went on. He was in the church, in the wilderness. He was there in type. He was there in shadow. Shout hallelujah. You know, Pastor Abraham said something. As he was saying it, I caught a deeper revelation. He said, God needs to reveal shadow before he brought reality. But sir, can you have my shadow if my reality is not around? Talk to me. Talk to me. You are seeing my shadow because me.
So all the time they were seeing the shadow, the reality was in their midst. But because they were natural men, they couldn't see him. And that was why he was not showing them, I was with you, but you saw shadow. This is the real man here. That's when the Pharisees, they were called doctors and scholars of the scripture. They say, you talk about your father, show us the father who will believe. He told them, look at me. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the father. They said, this is blasphemy. Philippians, John chapter 4 and verse 9, the Bible says, Philip said, Father, we know that you are God. Now show us the father. He said, even you, Philip, it's not his fault. They didn't have the Holy Ghost. Because he said, it is good I go because of this your errors. I'm going to send a teacher. He said, he will show you things concerning me. He will not talk. Holy Ghost does not talk about himself. He show us things concerning Christ. Shout hallelujah. We are not living in the past, beloved. Stop living in the past where you are in the future. And those of you who are praying, oh God, let revival come to CNS. Stop praying. Enter the revival. You have prayed so much that revival has not gone ahead of you. You are still praying. Let revival. Revival is happening. What else is this? What else is this if it's not revival? He opened to them. He went on, showed them Leviticus, showed them him in Numbers. He showed them himself in Judges. And the Bible says he interpreted for them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. So for you to say my ministry is the ministry of Elijah, I can kill people with fire, you don't know who you are talking about. The Bible says Jesus was disallowed to pass through a particular city to go and minister. And one of the apostles said, son, Caleb, be Elijah. He said, you don't know the kind of spirit that is in you. And that's why some of you who are prophets here, don't become killer prophets. Emi ama apanyo. E yan so minister no church ni o. Teyan ba ri mi fi emi ama come on the pen ka wa mo dun lori re o. Mo da fi nkan ti o da bara wa si. And I look at them and their followers. You know, the little I've said in Ibadan, I can speak on you because I've seen things that will make me speak. I want to be in you and told us that we in the church. Answer me, how many people did Jesus kill? Even those who killed him, he said, Father, they don't know what they are doing. Why? They are part of the script. They are supposed to do it so that they can be saved. Stephen was a deacon, but he caught revelation of Christ. Another person that said they don't know what they are doing. He said, I see the heaven open. As they were stoning him, he said, Father, they don't know what they are doing. They are part of the scripts. You may be nobody, but he knows those who he has chosen. You may not be given title because you like Bible study. They may send you, you know, listen to me. We have seen things to the point of death. I have escaped 4 accidents in 1 week. But God knows. I was sharing with Pastor Abraham in my office. I said, we see all manner of ministers springing up in the name of revolution today. They are all over the places on Facebook. I said, time is a processor. Time will process us. We will see who will still be standing. All concerning the scripture. And he got to a point. After this teaching, Peter said, that was the Messiah. Why? They could not recognize him with the physical eyes until the scripture was given. He did not say, look at me, Peter. Look at me. Well, what me? He didn't show them that. Because even if he showed them the hand, they will see. He had to go to the scripture that spoke about him and brought himself to them by revelation. And Peter said, when he spoke to us, don't you notice that fire was burning? And he said, that's what I noticed. And the Bible said, all of a sudden, he opened their understanding and they began to understand the scripture. I pray for someone here. Anytime you open the pages of the scripture, you will see Christ.
Every page in the scripture. Some of you, I just like some. A lot of go tea and what go team if he, you know, some people think, you know, when a prophet said, this is how they know a prophet that knows the scripture. About Psalm 24. Ah, to Bible. Recitation is different from revelation. But when it is from the Spirit, the Spirit of God searches the deep things of God. So we come to know these things by the Spirit. Leave the realm of Psalm and go to the realm of Revelation, where you have personal food served unto you. We are giving you out of what we have received, but we can't give you all. Because after we leave here, we realize that 70% of the things we ought to tell you, we did not even tell you. And that's why some of you will just receive and consume. That's why you need to go back home. Because when you preach, how many of you who are witness here, you will preach and you go back home and discover that 50% of what the Holy Ghost will now tell you, so you will now feel like, I wish that congregation can come back again. Witness. That's why you need to go back by yourself. Tell your neighbor, say, search the word by yourself. The scriptures and the books of the Bible is not a book of men and great women. It's a book of one man. And his name is Jesus. Shout hallelujah. There are people who are orators. There are prophets who are orators. To be an orator is different from being an oracle. You can know how to talk, but it's different from God talking through you. Knowing how to talk is different from God talking through you. There are motivational speakers that will speak and you'll be rolling on the floor. Go to America and see them. Praise God. Let me quickly move forward because of time. Jesus confirmed the word written of the prophet in the old covenant. And that was why he interpreted to them that I am the person. Listen, they will all have become false prophets if Jesus did not show up. From Moses to Malachi would have been false prophet if Jesus, because the person they prophesied about, if he had not, then everything that happened to him was according. And that's why today we can call them prophet of God. I don't care what miracle they wrote. Now listen to me. All the big books that are not in the Bible were selectively taken out because they were not relevant to the person, Jesus. And some of you, we teach you, you don't know the one we are teaching you yet. You are looking for 6 or 7 books. The 5 books you don't understand yet. The lost book in the garden, you go about searching. The one you have been given, you don't know it. Say, Jomola, we wake up and know your Bible. It's a fool, I don't want no Bible, car. It's all your no what? Go about. They now say 6 or 7, and I've told you this. 6 or 7 book of Moses is a magical book. Moses wrote how many books? 5. Mention. And that's why you hear names, you get names of angels. Some of you know who sent you on assignment. Talofunyeshe. Eloma Wuruko Malaika. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. One name has been given under the heaven that all men. One name. And so they go about books. Now, if
any book not in the Bible is because they were not relevant to the person called Christ. And that was why John understood in John chapter 1 from verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and God. Now, John understood that Jesus did not come from the loins of Mary. He went far back to pre-incarnation of Jesus, how he originated from God himself. And that's why he did not mention Joseph. And Joseph, Matthew mentioned him, Mark mentioned him, Luke mentioned him. But as at the time, John wrote the book, John took years of understanding. There was revelation. Peter was already part of the church when John wrote the book of John. So there was a light beyond the parental lineage, the biological parental lineage of Jesus. So he knew Jesus was not from Mary. And that was why in Luke chapter 2, when Mary and Joseph come to him, he went, "Mommy, she offered that wala money. Where have you been?" And he said, "Mommy, don't you think it's about time I go about my father's business?" Joseph was there. That day Joseph knew. And this thing is real. Let me come, Mama. My father. And now listen, he confirmed to them. Now, because of time, let me make this very snappy. I want to read the book of John. John did something spectacular. You know, John happened to be the last prophet that prophesied about him. The reason Jesus called, he said, among all that has been before, John is the greatest. Why? John prophesied and he saw who he prophesied about. While he was prophesying, that repent, repent. You, how did he abuse them? Generation of vipers. He said the kingdom of God, while he was prophesying like Isaiah, as he was prophesying, the person whom he was talking about appeared. And as he was talking, he said, "Behold, what a joy, what a joy. Every prophecy that has been said concerning you to you, in your lifetime you will see it." While he was specifying, can you imagine if it was Isaiah said, "A virgin shall conceive." And while he was saying that, Jesus appeared. It didn't happen to Isaiah. And that was why Jesus said, among all that have lived before John the Baptist, John the Baptist is the greatest. Why? He saw. He said, but in the kingdom, he's the least. Why is he least in the kingdom? What we saw, he did not see. Because after Herod held him in prison, all that revelation about Jesus disappeared. He said, "Please let me ask, is that man Jesus? I can't be here. Was I not the one that introduced him? When in the river Jordan, go and ask him, is he the one or another person we are waiting for?" And God said, and Jesus said, "And from his time, the kingdom of God." What is suffering violence? There's a crowd and a pushing of people into the kingdom because the reality has come. That's why Jesus will enter one city and the whole city will follow him. He said there's a thronging into the kingdom. The violence shall take it by force is the kingdom of darkness. He was talking the kingdom, that the kingdom of darkness will attack it. And that was why he said to them in Matthew 16, he said, on this rock is not Peter. What he said is that, "Who the people say I am?" Some of them say, refer to him as prophet. And by the Holy Ghost, Peter said, "For you are Messiah, the Son of the living God." He said, "Peter, the blood and flesh has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. On this revelation, I will build my church." What is revelation? That I am Christ. And everyone that understands me, the gate of hell shall not prevail against them. And that was what he was saying in that place. Because few minutes later, Peter messed up. He said, "Don't talk about death again." And he was not seeing Peter. He saw the devil behind him. He said, "Get behind me, the devil." And I'm sure Peter will look back and won't see anybody. But Jesus saw the man behind him. Shout hallelujah. And now John the Baptist, something amazing I want us to study about John the Baptist. Tell your neighbor, say something amazing. John 3:25. Give me John chapter 3 quickly. Verse 25. I have just a few minutes more before I leave this place. John 3. Then a dispute arose between John's disciples. Now, Jesus had disciples, and there are people after Jesus showed up, they were still following John. Hello? And the question I ask the church today, are you following Christ or your founder? The founder of their ministry was who they were still following. The main man appeared. That was why there was confusion in their midst. The reason people are fighting the preachers of the truth is because the reality is that they are not following Christ. They are following their founder. I won't mention the name of church today, but that your founder dressed in a particular way. To eat and forget the vision. They dance to the melody. They were vision. The reason they converted it to song is to preserve it for generation unborn, so that they will sing it and it will remain in their memory. But along the line, they left the vision and began to dance to melody. And that's why today they call us dancers. If you want to dance, go to CNS. But gone are those days, sir. We are not in the days of Orimolade again. But my Bible told me, see, for the latter glory shall be more than the former. You have celebrated past history. When will you celebrate your own future? I love that. Now, no time. Tell your neighbor, say no time. And now is the time. There was, the disciples arose between John's disciples and a Jew about purification. Give me verse 26. So they came to John and told him, Rabbi, the one you testified about, John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God. John 1 and verse 18, no one has ever seen the Father but the Son. The one you testified about that day you were doing baptism, that appeared, that you said, that he said, baptize me, that you said, no, I won't baptize you, that he said, baptize me, that you said, he said, Rabbi, the one you testified about, who was with you across Jordan, he's baptizing everyone. People are now going to him. How come? What has happened to our own ministry? People are now going to him. The King James Version said, people are now going to him. He said, and everyone is flocking to him. I like the answer of John. If every prophet will be faithful to talk like John, if we will stop showcasing ourselves, if we will point the church to Christ, because what to show the church is what they will become. If you show them yourself, they will become you. And that's why today we are raising activists in church. They can do, the Bible said they have the form, they know how to preach, they know how to speak in tongues, they know everything, activists, but the power thereof they deny. God will deliver our generation. And I want to warn those of you who have become lecturers on Facebook. You insult fathers of faith. You are just, I heard somebody say, Baba Adeboye is a baby in Christ. I sorrowfully am pitying this generation. The generation that knows nothing but wants to teach. They know nothing, they want to gather, they want to have crowd all of a sudden. They want to have ministry and being all over the world. In 1 year, you put people's picture on Facebook and start saying rubbish. You teach things you don't know. Paul warning Timothy, said, be careful of these people. They will rise. Wanting to be teachers of the Lord they don't know. Misleading people. Must you talk on Facebook? If you don't have anything to say, snap yourself and put it there. Asleep. People we know how good you are and how handsome you are. Must you talk? And many of you are in problem today. The problem time among disciples, they too want to be part of the popular man. Why must it be Jesus? Were you not the one that introduced him in the first place? And John responded, no one can receive a single thing unless it is given to him from heaven. Hello? Your church elders can give you, but if it's not from heaven, it is not from heaven. They can call you back, say, where will you lomada wa logboka? Your wife can say you want no lato je wugu and wegbe na wa bro cheru wugu wanti da prophet now. Bro Abraham te John she's first fellowship mba ye, you want no, how kilo nshie, iya wu elu mokwe ye. And he who plays the pipe, she will have to sponsor you. God only provide, they call it provision. The provision before vision. He provide for the vision he has given. That's why you see men of God say, hey, baule che, she make you. They start asking questions. Baule che man she, baule che make you. They have gone on an errand they were not sent. They will sponsor themselves. So, John trying to help his disciple not to follow that path. No one! He now says something that shocked them. Verse 28. You yourself can testify that I said. You remember I told you I'm not the person. If we will be bold, brethren, and tell people we are nobody. You hear what daddy said? They say, who am I to receive somebody's gift and give another person? People have made themselves mini God in our churches. Why? It is not their fault. They have made them to see themselves as their God. And that's, I'm not against saying Olorun ori molade. I'm not against that. But Obama pe Olorun mo Olorun eni to pe. Because there's one Father. Jesus said there's one Father. I'm our God in heaven. And listen. I remember I told you I'm not the Messiah. But I have been sent ahead of him. I am not today from now. You should know. I'm only a pastor. Don't kill me. So when they tell you, man of God, the anointing upon you have never seen before. You are great and greater than Jesus. Be careful. They'll give you a scripture to back that. Did Jesus not say, greater works you shall do? And listen to me. Both praise and persecution is the same thing. They are both distractions. When they persecute you, tell them, God bless you, thank you. When they praise you, tell them, God bless you, thank you. Focus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The reason many people fade off in their gift, somebody asked a question about gift the other time, because they cut themselves from the tap, from the flow. After some time, people start saying, me, and when those things start getting to your head, he said, but he knew his assignment. Please stay. It's not everybody that will be an itinerary minister. Some of you may never be a pastor. You could be ordained to be. There are three kinds of ministry in the body of Christ. There's something we call the governmental ministry. Ephesians 4 and verse 11. He gave some to be prophets, some to be apostles, some to be teachers, some to be. It's not everybody. Now that it has become title that we share to honor people, you won't go far if all you have is title. What take people far is mantle. You may be called bro, but when you carry the mantle, after some time, it's time. Tell your neighbor, say time. There was a time we were nobody. Nobody knew me. But time will process you. If God did not announce you, social media cannot. Social media cannot. He knew his assignment. Now, we have governmental ministry. We have what we call congregational ministry. Those who are called into to become deacons, those who serve in the admin of the church, church secretary is a call. And some of you think pastors who preach and appear every Sunday have more reward. That's everybody wants to come to pulpit. I did not, in this meeting today, my reward is not bigger than the person who sweep this place. He only stands by his assignment. Simple. And God honors that. olórin ìwé orin kan, ó ní iṣẹ́ wọn farasin láyé, ó ní ṣùgbọ́n bàbá mọ̀ wọn lọ́rùn. They may not know you. Where God wants to put you might know, baby, where you will not be, you know, on the platform, but he knows you. And there's something we call positional ministry. Positional ministry are people who are like the president of the women fellowship, the president of men fellowship. Some of you may never go above that in your lifetime. If you only be obedient to stay by that, that is what we call fruitfulness. To be fruitful does not mean you should be a pastor or be in the governmental. Only know where you are called to be. And some of you, you are being trained in the positional office to get to the congregational office before you are qualified for the governmental. But you jump the step. And you know anybody who jumped the step, we go back. You will repeat the class you refuse to learn from. That's why some people already are in ministry. They have started churches. It's like they are just ahead of the ushering team. That's why they are struggling. Give me verse. Yeah, verse 29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. Emi ko loko yawo. Emi ko loko yawo. Emi ko ba mi eyin disciple. He who has the bride. But I am only the friend. He said, but the groom's friend who stand, the prophet who prophesied about him, stands by him and listens to him. They rejoices greatly at the groom's voice. So the joy of my is complete. John say, I fulfill my ministry. The day I announced him was the day my ministry closed. The one I prophesied in Herod's house or Yoni, I was on my own. His ministry closed the day he introduced Jesus. I said, you know, you call him for Herod. And that was why he died anyhow. His ministry ended. He should have just been waiting. Koko magboro ni in kati Jesus. Olofa imba ti Herod ufisino tubu. All he said about Christ disappeared. He said, please go and ask again. Can you imagine a man said this kind of thing? And said, go back and ask him. He said, the Messiah was another person. He doubted his own prophecy. Because he will not stay by his ministry. Listen. He said, so what? My joy is complete. Anytime you see people flocking to him, I have been fulfilled. And our fulfillment as ministers is see people going to Christ. That is the fulfillment of your ministry. It is not riding car. Some of you take to buy car. They have come ministry into convoy now. 32 Jews. Who cares? Unbelievers have jet, private jet. Those who even build the car, they are not believers. The Tokubo car you are using to intimidate people, the person that uses it in America is a smoker. The fulfillment of your ministry. Listen, you are not a ministry to make money. You are a ministry that Christ be revealed. You are not a ministry to make name. You hear what the disciple says. Men were flocking to him. He said, I have been complete. The fact that men are going to Christ is the fulfillment of my ministry. Listen to me. We are not here to make money. We are not here to buy cars. Today, people running after everywhere. I want to buy a car. I want to buy a house. I want to be like Bishop David Oyedepo. Why? Jet. I want to ride jet. I want to be on television. That is all ministry is. Behind television, you don't know what has happened. Everybody read this. I need you all. If this is all you will take home, I think I'm satisfied. Want to go? He must increase. How comes ministers are competing with Christ? To ba fe sope church wa wa do ropo ope lo pe awon baba wa ope o ti pe. He must. He said, forget. From now, you will hear about me again. That was what I was saying. You will keep hearing about him. And as you enter, you will hear. That was what John was telling his disciple. He must increase. And I will decrease. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go on. Give verse 31. Is that all? The one who comes from above is above all. Tap on the verse, is above all. Jesus is above Orimolade. Jesus is above Apostle Baba Ayo. Is above Adeola Asaki Atu. Jesus is above. Mention them. Agboti Jesu is, because some of you don't even know. He's above all. He's above. Somebody said, Jesu, Jesu no pada wabi Orimolade. Let them not deceive you. Orimolade is a man. Yeah, he's a man. He was given birth to. He had a father. His father impregnated his mother. They gave birth to him. He died like a man died and never resurrected. We will only meet him in heaven. But this man, Jesus. This man, Jesus. This man. I love the man of Galilee. What your founder cannot do, your biological father, what Orimolade could not do,
the Savior, Holy Ghost, I love the man,
I love him. Because of time, give me verse. Okay, the one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth is earthly. He did not come from Mary. Jesus did not come from Mary. He only used Mary as a channel. Mary even knew it. That was why he said, "Woman, behold thy son; son, behold thy mother." As at that time, Mary knew I was just used as a channel. He is my creator. Why? He needed to identify with you. That was why he needed human body to come. That's another teaching. To identify with you in the state of mortality. And that was why he died as a mortal man. Because if he has to come as immortal, the Bible said, he that dwelleth in the unapproachable light, that no, if he is to come like that, to ba wasayibe ayalana, so he had to come to identify with mortal men so that he could die the death of a mortal man. And so when he resurrected, we can become fellow brethren. And he, the first among the dead, our prototype. And therefore, whatever he carries, I carry. Because he identified with me. And everything he carry, you begin to manifest. As you leave this place, you will manifest. The earth is earthly and speaks earthly terms. The one who comes from above is above all. Give me verse 32 because of time. He testified to what he has seen and heard, yet no one accept his testimony. He was telling them, many people do not accept him. Now give me verse 34. Okay, the one who has accepted his testimony has affirmed that God is true. That's why we evangelize. So that we can bring people to his testimony. We dispense eternal life. We go telling people what enter. That's why John wrote in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. For I write unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Eternal life is trapped in you for a moment. As soon as the trumpet sound, eternal life will respond. You will leave this place. I'm telling you too. You see, there's a force within you that is keeping quiet, waiting for him. And as he appears in the sky, when you hear the sound, it's not your physical ear, it's the life in you that will hear it. And as the life hears it, you will see yourself in the sky. There will be a party in the sky when we meet. I will say, Daddy, thank God for World Conference. The first thing that will happen after we meet. And 1,000 years, we will celebrate him. Because see, after he's resurrected, he has not been celebrated. There will be 1,000 years of celebration and eating. You want to live large. Only 101,000. Wawa DSM mu. If you touch DSM, we don't buy. Only telling me SM, you offer kuni. I'm a binimo. They want to eat. We eat in heaven. He prepares a table. The food not prepared by the hands of men. So even je wo lo fe je laye to fe tori be buro o mo pa soke o mo pe ro lo fe pa se tori onje ni oruko baba o mo o oruko grandfather ko foruko mama e ti you call oruko baba omo e mi mimo oni bai loluwa wi. I was in Abuja one prophet oni ololorun obinu si oni ni won gba tolorun o ti lu eniye pa lese kese olorun fe ko so olorun gba fun be ni won ma so won ni oba ti so irodo to olorun mi awon eyan ni be ni to ba paro olorun ma so do to fun ni. Stop being deceived. Oba mi ti so irodo to. Many of you have fallen in their traps. You run after them. Do you know who you are? You are born of God. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 5. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And tap your neighbor, say, I got the faith. The one who has accepted his testimony. Give me verse 34. I don't mind if I'll close with it. For God sent him and he speaks God's words since he gave the Spirit without measure. No matter how anointed you are, there is a measure. I want to sort out that grandmaster in me. Failure, la jara, mo keke, eh, go to. I want to sing kati one, two. Kima to te break, you want to man kato do. Oh, boy, kate me iso la la moto. Oluwa ni onda le, gbe wa ke mo bari abamo eje. Oluwa ni ke, gbe onda ye kale ke mo gbe lo. Grandmaster dey wo inu yara olorun lowo alemi so fun mi lowo inu yara olorun lowo nkan tolorun o mo gan won mo the way they talk about oluwa wi ani afihan mi patapupa lowo wa mi ti ani be ni sir they have gone that far sister ina di de be ni bawo le se mo dabi emi ni emi o mo nkan to fe so fun e mo. When there are deep things, rise have not said. He's waiting for you to press into them. I want to record. He wants a phone number for your Osoko. Show me your phone number, any. If you forget your phone number, call your network. She, he said, "Glow, look, tell me more for my." She let you run a ATM. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Let me say this. Let me close with this. We all stand. There are two judgments. There's a judgment before God. See, I want you back on Christi Madrosi. Ibeli Bibeli Sonny Revelation. Only I want you to call Ruka was seen away. Only at ati Madi at Tia, but only one don't want you to tell Jado. I want to tell Jesus go on his sinibe. But there's another place called the judgment seat of Christ. Those of you who are lazy, you don't want to do anything. Selective laziness. No, don't notify so you will make heaven. But there's a place called the judgment seat of Christ. You will be judged. That was where he said some people will scare through, but their works will be burnt. And there are classes when we get there. You will make heaven. But listen to me, you will be judged even in heaven. Christ will call all of you. When you tell that pastor, you come to church and trouble. All you know how to do, your ministry, anti-pastor ministry. Anti-pastor. Our ministry can be here. Anti-pastor, anyone? Toba fe form rebellious, you want to maloba? Toba fe form conspiracy in church. Omo pwe umon, kan daru? We appear at the judgment seat of Christ. And every minister will give account. Though you will make heaven, you will give account. Every prophecy you gave because you wanted Naira, on the judgment seat of Christ, you will see it. So it means even in heaven, some people will be shocked when you see Jews are being asked to sit in a mere place. What then be crown for Osha? The judgment seat of Christ where there's no title. Where Jew cannot stand. Where there's no church. No redeem, no deeper life. No CAC, no CNS. Everybody will be common. No Osha! No Papa, no Mama. Every one of us will stand and men will be rewarded. Now listen to this. your part as a New Testament minister. Never make Christ an alternative to the people. Never tell people. Sori ama gbadura fun e loruko Jesu gbo to ba di ola o lo si gbagi iya kan be ko ni so pe lekule ja ni o an to ba ti wo gbagi bayi o nda bi awon ti mo tagbo o beere lowo se so wa menumo. You have given them an alternative. Anything aside the name of Jesus, listen to me, there's an all manner of abuse today in the name of praying for people. Number two, be simple and honest in introducing Christ. Don't be complex. Say, don't allow men to corrupt you. 2 Corinthians, of the simplicity that is in Christ. Be simple, be honest. Don't make people get confused through your prophetic gift and anointing. Mo tin tu men kan ri. Emi bo tun mo. O no mu mi kakiri. O wa nu emi. Ani ma le mu mi ma ni te jibo ni ka tun lo bayi o lo ma en ti o to se bi to ba mo nkan to so o need mi o se wa je wo lo mu mi kiri. Be simple. This gift is a simple spirit. They call it the spirit of liberty. Don't confuse people. Wo wo nu emi o da gbogbo agari does not mean you have the grace. Be simple. The simplicity that is in Christ. You don't need to make it look complex. Mo rati baba yin only won mo so pe mi kan gbe e ele ani te mi ba ti gbe mo kan ri pe mo kan listen. There's one we call trance. You're momentarily, physically, you'll be suspended. You ni mobi towa. But it's not in all cases. It's not in all cases. Simple. The spirit is simple. You could be taken off for some time. Paul said, I did not even know if I was in physical realm. It happened to him once. It was not every occasion. Now, to make it look nice and sound great to people, every time now, because Olonremi sees this, and on one of the days you were taken out completely, some of you are like, why? They have set some people apart and they locked them in one room and they say, Aluri, and they kept you outside so that you can be further deceived. If it is written in the Bible, God wanted everyone to know it. Joel 2 and 28. I will pour out my spirit upon how many? You heard the word daddy said there are about 24 gifts. Many of you have some of these gifts. You don't know. Why? We only believe the gift of the spirit is Nisa Jabira. Go in trance, speak in tongues. That's the gift of the spirit. But there are many. Some of you have the gift of administration. If you organize a program, there's no devil that can scatter it. You know where an usher should stand is a gift. You know when a preacher should come. You know when he should leave. It's a gift. That's one of the gifts Pastor Tunde carries. I don't do anything in this meeting apart from coming to preach and counsel people. When it comes to the administration, I knew he has it. And for me to now say, I understand the administration, it'd be any fuck up, Atimawa. Know where you belong. Now listen. Reflect Christ Jesus in your character apart from the gift. The gift is not Christ. Learn Christ. You can have the gift and not learn Christ. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are. He said, learn of me. He said in Philippians 4, somewhere in the verse, he said, you have not so learned of Christ. Learn of Christ. You can be gifted. Listen to me. Gifts are given, but fruits are grown. It is in learning of Christ that you grow spiritual gift. Because the Bible says, as we behold him as in a glass, we are transformed from into the same image from glory unto glory. That's where your character is altered. That's why you see gifted people without character. They have not learned of Christ. Shout hallelujah. Number four, finally, practice only the doctrine of Christ. There are all manner of doctrines today, the doctrine of the devil. The Bible spoke about it in 1 Timothy. He said, in the last day, men shall give heed to seducing spirit. He said, they will follow doctrines of the devil. We can see them all over today, everywhere. One of these days, we are going to take a teaching on universal doctrine of the church. There's a universal doctrine. There are doctrines that are applicable to people according to their culture and location. You cannot bring a culture. In Kenneth Copeland ministry, George Percy, one of the minister in Kenneth Copeland ministry, called Gloria Copeland Gloria. But you can't come to Nigeria and call the wife of your pastor her first name. In their culture, it is correct. there are doctrines that have cultural influences. Apostle Paul respected those doctrines. That was why he got to some churches and said, men, women should keep quiet. Prevailing culture, because he quoted, he said, according to the law, the culture of the land. There are universal doctrines. The doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit is the same thing everywhere. And anywhere you go to, it is not according. If you see people teaching salvation, the Holy Spirit, prayer, and evangelism, these are major concepts and doctrines that must be practiced universally in every church. If it is not the same thing everywhere, something is wrong. And that's why I love that what Daddy said. There's the Holy Spirit in Deeper Life. It's the Holy Spirit in CNS. Wọ́n ní àṣírí kan wà tá a lè tú Ọlọ́run fún àwọn sẹ́rúbù ní èdè. Stop, let them stop deceiving you. One Lord, one Spirit, one baptism, one church. Rise up to your feet.